Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Football on off the ball.
When we're at this low ebb, I think we need, to be honest, not just an Irish manager, but like some legend who's achieved something.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football Daily
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program, proudly supported by Toyota.
Welcome along to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we've reaction from Ireland's shaky 1-0 win over Armenia, which keeps their faint World Cup playoff hopes alive. We run down all the teams that have now booked their spot at next summer's World Cup. And could Donald Trump overrule FIFA and move games away from the already selected cities? First two events last night at the Aviva Stadium. A second half header from Evan Ferguson gave Ireland a 1-0 win at home to Armenia, who played most of the second half with 10 men. Armenian captain Tigran Barsegi and was shown a straight red for a headbutt on Finn Azaz. Ferguson scored in the 70th minute when he got on the end of a cross from Will Smallbone. After the game, Hamir Halgrimsson told Off the Ball Stephen Doyle that last night was just about trying to stay in contention and the performance wasn't as important.
Well, it's just a new dawn, is a new day, next window. This result today doesn't matter at all. We just needed a 3 point to be alive and have a chance. That's number one. So we cannot be reading too much into that performance today. It was always going to be a tough match for us, needing to win. And again, it's going to be a tough, just a different opponent. Players playing a higher quality next time. But the cracks today were that we didn't have the confidence and composure on the ball, and we were not in sync defensive. Definitely a step down in that from Portugal. We didn't have much of the ball, but I think today we showed how we can play when we do it well. We created enough chances to score 3, 4, 5 goals in this game, and that doesn't happen often at this level. So I don't know what cracks you're talking about, like I said, it was the most important just to get 3 points today, and we got that. So I don't mind how we did it. If we do that again in Hungary, I don't mind if there is cracks in something you see, if we get 3 points.
Stewie Byrne joined Stephen at the Aviva Stadium and rued the chances Ireland missed to improve their goal difference ahead of their final two games against Portugal and Hungary.
But again, I just kind of go. I was kind of just. The more I looked at Armenia, the more I felt these are going to tip all. You know, these are going to play themselves into a bit of a trouble here. Anyway, that's been said. Once that point happens in the game, you go down to 10 men, and now the question's been asked of you to go and show what you're about. It's not happening for us. It's we're creating great chances purely out of energy and the fact that they're running around like lunatics. And we've created, let's say, I'd say, three excellent chances in the game, and we don't take them. You know, the one chance we do score from is a quick corner. They probably the one time in the game where Armenia don't react to it, and Ferguson's got a tap in, to be quite honest with you. Look, it's another frustrating night, to be quite honest with you. But again, how many times have we said? We've won a game and been frustrated in the same sentence.
The thing is, Chewy, like if you're, like we all know now, Ireland need to get results against Portugal and Hungary. And even if it was a case where Portugal had won that game tonight, would you be thinking, right, well, if Ireland get a draw against Portugal, they can get it, then have a chance of qualifying by going to Budapest and get the win. On tonight's performance, you wouldn't be too confident of Ireland going to Budapest.
No, of course not. But of course, tonight was only about beating Armenia. And you brought the point where Manning was taking his time over going to the corner. It's obvious the mindset was, look, Portugal are going to be hungry. We need to win this game. And you can see how Malumbi's I think they felt, we're walking into the dressing room thinking Portugal have beaten Hungary. That's not the case. But that, you know, again, that's disappointing, because you feel that when there's a game there to be won, and you know goal difference is going to be huge in this competition, why aren't we going after blood? Why aren't we smelling blood? Like, you know, why are we not hurrying? You know, we've gotten 1-0 up, we've created great chances. Why aren't we kind of, at the very least, that should be kind of spurring us on to go for more, but it's just not there.
Ryan Manning and Jason Malumbi, two of Ireland's better players in this window, will both miss the game of Portugal at the Aviva Stadium due to suspension. Richie Towell joined Owen Sheehan and Mick McCarthy on the football show last night to dissect how the team could look next month.
Can we, like, lull them into a situation where they have to get a red card? Like, what can we do to encourage this? Because it feels like playing against 10 men is a great
Of course, we're going to be missing the few of our bigger players that has put in actually decent performances.
Manning and Malumbi are both going to be suspended, and we're talking about a back five here. Who's the alternative left wing back? Yeah. Robbie Brady, I haven't heard of when he's going to be back, but I don't think a month's time is going to come quick enough.
I think you're looking at either a Doherty to come in as a makeshift left back. I know the last time he played there, he came under real heavy scrutiny. You're looking at Liam Scales. Obviously, he was missing through personal reasons this time. So
he'll be back,
Could Scales step in? I know he's playing regularly at Celtic all the time, so he's not going to be ring rusty. He could step in, I'm sure, and put in a good performance. So I was obviously lucky enough to play with Scales. He's the top player. He's a great mentality, and he's a winner as well. And for someone we talk about, we need to have quality when we're playing in transition against Portugal. He is one of them players that can play passes through the line.
And if you want to hear that plus the rest of the Ireland aftermath, you can find all our football coverage in the OTB football feed. You can have it at your fingertips whenever you like. Just sign up at offtheball.com/join. Dominic Szoboszlai scored in injury time for Hungary in Lisbon to earn Marco Rossi's side a 2-2 draw against Portugal. Attila Szalai put Hungary 1-0 up, but Cristiano Ronaldo replied with his 142nd and 143rd international goals to give Roberto Martinez a side a 2-1 lead at half time. Bruno Fernandes was booked in the game, which means he is suspended for the Ireland match next month. That draw means Portugal need 2 points from the last two games to secure automatic qualification, and Portugal will arrive at the Aviva Stadium on the 13th of November before they host Armenia in their final game on the 16th. Hungary have one more point than Ireland. They could guarantee themselves a playoff with a win away to Armenia in their next game in Yerevan if Ireland don't beat Portugal. The game in Yerevan between Armenia and Hungary will kick off at 5:00. Ireland and Portugal is a 7:45 start, so Ireland will know what's required by the time kickoff comes around. England have booked their place at next summer's tournament after last night's 5-0 win away to Latvia. Harry Kane scored twice in Riga. Anthony Gordon and Eberechi Eze were also on target. England are the first European team to qualify for the tournament in the USA, Mexico and Canada. Manager Thomas Tuchel says they won't rest on their laurels though.
You can never stand still. If you stand still in football, you just lose the distance to the top teams, to the top nations and to the top level. So we need to develop and build on it, and hopefully next November we can take the next step.
The other game in that group saw Serbia come from behind to beat Andorra 3-1. In Group I, Italy beat Israel 3-0 in Udine to guarantee a playoff at the very least. Estonia and Moldova drew 1-1 in that group as well. Spain took another step towards next year's tournament. The European champions won 4-0 at home to Bulgaria. Mikel Merino scored 2 goals for Spain. Turkey are on course to take second place in that group after they beat Georgia 4-1. Football Daily and Off the Ball is brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program, proudly supported by Toyota.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Millie Bright says her retirement from England doesn't mean that she's thinking about the end of her club career. She announced the decision to step away from international football after winning 88 caps for England. Bright will captain Chelsea tonight for their home game against Paris FC in the Women's Champions League. It's a trophy that's missing from her cabinet.
I see it as an opportunity now to be 100% for my club, and you know, I've still got big ambitions. There's things that are missing from the cabinet, and you know, still lots of records to break.
Sonia Bampastor has acknowledged the mounting pressure as she attempts to win the Champions League for the first time with Chelsea. They won a domestic treble last season and her first campaign in charge.
The competition is getting harder and harder, and we just need to make sure we focus on ourselves. I know we have the quality to go far in the competition, and hopefully we'll show that on the pitch.
That game kicks off at 8 o'clock. Elsewhere tonight, Lyon host St. Poulton, Vålerenga play Wolfsburg, Leuven take on FC 20, and Roma are at home to Barcelona. Nigeria missed out on automatic qualification for the World Cup, but they have secured a spot in the playoffs via a second place finish in Group C of the African qualifiers. Victor Osimhen scored a hat-trick in their 4-0 win over Benin on Tuesday. South Africa topped that group with a 3-0 win over Rwanda to qualify for a first World Cup since they were the hosts in 2010. Nigeria will feature in the playoffs as one of the four best second place teams. South Africa were the seventh African team to secure a spot at the World Cup after Egypt, Cape Verde, Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia and Ghana. Senegal and Ivory Coast then qualified after that. Qatar and Saudi Arabia will also be at next summer's tournament after finishing top of their respective groups in the fourth round of Asian qualifying. Qatar beat UAE 2-1 in Doha. Saudi Arabia drew 0-0 with Iraq in Jeddah to become the seventh and eighth Asian teams to qualify for the expanded 48-team tournament. Qatar, managed by Julen Lopetegui now, hosted the World Cup in 2022, but it's the first time they've come through World Cup qualification. Saudi Arabia, who will host the 2034 World Cup, will make their seventh appearance next summer. Donald Trump has suggested once again he may take games away from cities that have political protests if it becomes a safety concern. The US president believes he'd have the backing of FIFA.
If somebody is doing a bad job, and if I feel there's unsafe conditions, I would call Johnny, the head of FIFA, who's phenomenal, and I would say, let's move it to another location. And he would do that.
Fabio Paratici has returned to Tottenham as one of two sporting directors. The Italian resigned as managing director of football in 2023 after he lost an appeal against a 30-month ban in his home country for an alleged role in a false accounting scandal at Juventus. Paratici will work alongside Johan Lange. And one of Brentford's new signings, Anthony Malambo, has been ruled out for the rest of the season. The midfielder suffered a cruciate ligament injury on international duty with the Netherlands under-21s. He joined Brentford from Feyenoord and has played just 45 minutes in the Premier League. That's about all we have time for today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
Football Daily on Off the Ball. Brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister programme. Proudly supported by Toyota.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.